two big environmental stories this week that have pitted one set of states against another in a case or a set of cases that could reopen the old acid rain wars from a generation ago. Joining us now, Coral Davenport, energy and environment correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Coral, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks. It's great to be here, John.
So first of all, we've got states petitioning other states to the EPA directly to try to get standards changed to prevent pollution coming from one region from having an impact on another region. It does sound like the old acid rain wars. What's different about what's going on right now this week?
Well, John, the dynamic is pretty much exactly the same as the acid rain wars. And what happened with the acid rain wars is that they worked. The states were compelled to shut down a lot of their pollution, and acid rain is not a major problem in the U.S. anymore. But there are a lot of other major pollution problems. And so we're seeing the exact same dynamic. And this is pollution from coal plants, tailpipes, factories from the Midwest, which has looser, more lenient air quality standards than the East Coast, blowing east, blowing to the Atlantic seaboard. And what is happening is the Northeast and East Coast states have much tighter air control standards. And the governors of those states are saying, as tight as our standards are, we've done everything we can to clean up our air. We've got, you know, mandatory emissions tests. We've installed scrubbers. We've cleaned up everything we can. And yet we still have some of the dirtiest air in the country. And the tests show that up to half of that pollution is coming from out of state, is coming from the West and also Appalachia, the Southeast. So today, the governors of eight Northeastern, New England, and Mid-Atlantic states are petitioning the EPA to force new air pollution controls on states in the Midwest. This is the Rust Belt, basically, Ohio, Michigan, coal country, Kentucky, West Virginia, these states that produce a lot more pollution, which is, you know, blowing west and polluting the air of the east.
Now, what's the argument of the states in the Rust Belt, and how does this have an impact on the Supreme Court also this week, apparently going to rule on the so-called good neighbor rule from the Obama administration, which gives states a certain amount of responsibility here?
Right. So this is all part of the same dynamic. I mean, the dynamic is that some states have looser air control standards than others. And they're, you know, the federal government for decades has acknowledged that there's a problem of this pollution going from, you know, dirtier air states and blowing next door into other states. So the Obama administration has put out a regulation known as the Good Neighbor Rule, which basically says, you know, the states with the more heavily polluting plants are going to have to cut their pollution. If there is evidence that the pollution is going into crossing state lines, then those states will have to shut down coal plants, install expensive controls, do what they can to clean up their act. And that regulation was thrown out by D.C. Circuit Court. The Supreme Court is taking it up tomorrow. And that's, you know, that regulation is very much, you know, also opens up that dynamic of the Northeast and the Eastern states pitted against the Rust Belt, coal country, the Southeast. And the dynamic actually comes back to an interesting fact of nature I learned while reporting this story, which is simply this. Wind blows across the continental U.S. from west to east. So generally, Midwestern states enjoy nice, fresh air blown in from the Mountain West. That wind keeps going through the Rust Belt, through the part of America that has the most coal plants and the most factories, and blowing it east to the East Coast and the Northeast. So that, you know, that this is a long-standing problem.
The prevailing westerlies. I learned about them in elementary school. Final thought here. I mean, when we talk about the Supreme Court and the EPA and states' rights and the fact that only Democrats have signed on to this petition, are we seeing this year a partisan issue where the EPA is becoming the target of anti-environmentalists or Republican challenges to suggest that the EPA doesn't have the authority to regulate these state-to-state kinds of issues, doesn't have the authority to regulate carbon even? Is that what this year is going to be about?
Absolutely. absolutely. And by this year, I'll say, you know, 2014 going into the midterm elections, EPA has been for a while a top target of Republicans and also of the coal industry. I'm sure you remember the argument during the 2012 campaign that President Obama and the EPA are, quote-unquote, waging war on coal. As these EPA regulations continue, we're absolutely going to see that. I mean, this is a fight that is about the federal government and regulations pitted against these industries that are tied in many ways to red states. So we will absolutely see this political fight play out as well.
She's energy and environment correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, Coral Davenport. Thanks so much.
Great to be here. Thanks so much, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.